With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials report substantial progress toward ending the Russia-Ukraine war, and the focus is a 28-point U.S. peace plan.
At weekend talks in Geneva, officials discussed an American proposal for peace, which some European allies fear is too favorable to Moscow. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the talks as productive. He shared few details, though he said any final agreement would need Russia's approval. Earlier, President Trump complained on social media that Ukraine's leaders were not grateful for U.S. military assistance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has struck Lebanon's capital for the first time since June, saying it killed Hezbollah's chief of staff and warning the Iran-backed terrorist group not to rearm and not to rebuild. The strike in Beirut was launched almost a year after a ceasefire ended the latest Israel-Hezbollah war. 50 of the 303 school kids abducted from a Catholic school in Nigeria have escaped and are now back with their families. 50 children between the ages of 10 and 18 escaped individually between Friday and Saturday. A total of 253 school children and 12 teachers still missing after gunmen attacked the Catholic school last week. So many predictions regarding the outcome of next year's midterm elections. How will the Democrats fare? How will the Republicans do? The way House Majority Whip Tom Emmer figures it, Republicans are in a strong position.
We only have three of our members in seats that Kamala Harris won. And by comparison, our colleagues on the other side of the aisle have 11 of their members. This is without redistricting. They have 11 of their members in seats that Donald Trump won in the last election.
The Minnesota Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 128 points. NASDAQ futures 97 points higher. This is SRN News. What do American churchgoers think about family?
The Family Research Council has teamed up with the Cultural Research Center to ask people who attend worship services regularly how they define the building block of society. 46% of respondents agree that a family is, quote, one man and one woman married with children. 20% say it's any group of people who care for each other. 6% say any group of people who live together. And 22% of churchgoers say the definition of family is something that changes over the years and from culture to culture. Michael Harrington reporting.
This week's Thanksgiving Day celebrations bring the Pilgrims back into the spotlight for their annual moment. That first Thanksgiving celebration is echoed from 1621. During the American Revolution, the Continental Congress declared a day of Thanksgiving. President James Madison announced days of Thanksgiving during the War of 1812. Leaders of the Union and the Confederacy did the same during the Civil War. This is SRN News. At least five families say their babies were treated for infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula months before a current outbreak was detected. More than 30 babies have been treated for the rare and life-threatening disease in an outbreak that started in August. ByHeart has recalled all of its products nationwide. Where do all of those Christmas trees come from? Well, unless you cut it yourself, may come from a place like this.
Especially in Pennsylvania farm country, in the form of a giant Christmas tree sale, thousands of trees and other seasonal items have been sold at the Buffalo Valley Produce Auction. Buyers from all across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic there to supply their garden stores and other retail outlets. The Real Christmas Tree Board says it's the scent of trees. It's a major draw for farm-grown trees. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.